Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion, God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah. To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello, and welcome to the Wake Up Call Inspirational Moments. I'm Pastor Annie Sally, author, life coach, radio, and TV show host. Well, today I'm excited that you decided to join me for the theme. It's time to confront your Goliath. It's time to confront your Goliath. Yes, Goliath in our lives. And you know the story of how David had to go out and confront Goliath that was raging war, people of God. Well, there are some Goliaths in your life. And if you want to win in 2017, you're going to have to confront your Goliath. And I want to share how you confront these Goliaths. First of all, we must realize there are two areas that Goliaths run havoc in our lives, internally and externally. Let me say that again, internally and externally, okay? So we're going to deal with the internal Goliath, and that's self-talk, negative self-talk. Negative self-talk sometimes stems from your environment. It stems from your upbringing. It becomes a part of who you become, okay? In a sense that you adopt the view, that worldview of what people said about you or what they believe about you. So you adopt that mindset and you begin to believe the lies the devil has told you over the years. And you're believing the lies even now that you're grown. You're still believing lies. So you negatively talk to yourself. You doubt your efforts. You doubt whether you're ever going to accomplish anything. You doubt where you're ever going to prosper. You're doubting yourself and you're feeding this spirit, this internal Goliath inside of you. You're feeding him. And the Bible says that Satan comes to kill, steal, and to destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have life abundantly. So you have two forces within you, good and evil. So the enemy uses the negative force to keep you bound, keep you at arm's length from your destiny. And that's what I want to deal with. I want to deal with the internal. What are you telling yourself? Let me know, what have you been telling yourself? What have others been telling you? What negativity have you been holding on to because you've heard it so often in your life? Well, those are internal Goliaths. Okay? So now the Bible said, let the sign be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And he also says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So as you put the word of God in your mind, guess what? It takes out the negativity because now you're replenishing your mind. Now you're flushing your mind of the evil thoughts, of the bad thoughts, and the negative self-talk. Okay? So those are the internal. So I want you to do an observation. If you want to win in 2017, do an observation. Do it now. Do it when you get off the call. Do the observation. What have I been telling myself? What have I been sharing in my spirit? And who have I been allowing to share negativity in my spirit? Come on. You have people in your life that will condone what you feel about yourself. I don't know about you, but I have friends that I want them to tell me the truth, but I want them to have some faith in me also. And I want them to speak life into me and not death, okay? So do that observation. Think about the internal Goliath in your life. What are you saying to yourself? And who are saying negative things to you? And how now that you can go to the Word of God, see what God says pertaining to you, and begin to drive out that negativity and begin to put the Word of God in you, so now you're ready to confront your Goliath. Because you know 2017 is right here, and if you want the same thing, you keep doing the same thing, you're gonna get the same results. Okay, now we want to look at the external Goliath. There are some external Goliaths in our lives. Oh yes, everybody that buddy up with you, I come to tell you, they're not all for you. And you're going to have to come to grips with everyone that you buddy up with doesn't really want to see God bless you. They don't want to see you prosper. They don't want to see you succeed. So they are some negative Goliath. Either you're for me or you're against me. Okay? And I want you to understand that. Now, what I want you to do is understand that it's not the person per se. Spirit of Satan that uses the people, okay, and that uses people closest to you. So you see, what you don't understand is Satan seeks whom he may devour, and he seeks us with people closest to us, okay, because the ones far away from you, a lot of times they're too far to really harm you, so to speak, or too far away from you that you don't mind what they're saying, okay? The people that are speaking in your ears, the people that are speaking negative talk into your ears, and the people that are condoning you to stay right where you are, those are the Goliath. Those are the external Goliath, because I come to tell you, everybody that's in my life, all my friends, I want to see them prosper. I want to see your children prosper. I want to see your ministry prosper. I want to see your home prosper. So a good friend will want to see you prosper. But those that have negative views of you, or they have some self-doubt within themselves, so they want to see you not prosper because it makes them look better. Okay, we have those kind of Goliaths as well. Okay, as long as you're down and you're the underdog and I can aid you, then I'm good with you. But when God raises you to a standard, and now you're no longer my underdog, now I have a problem with you. I come to tell you today, that's an external Goliath. So you have to observe people that are speaking in my spirit. Who are the people that I'm allowed to speak to me? Who are the people that into my life? You know, sometimes there, and you begin to cut it down. You begin to cut down